Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we are charting what feels like, well, the defining moment of the digital world right now. The collapse of the old search economy.
It's a huge shift.
Huge. That familiar gateway, you know, the 10 blue links. It's been totally replaced by these answer-first interfaces. We've gone from clicking to just consuming.
And that changes everything about how you get seen online. I mean, these generative engines now synthesize, they summarize, and they just give the user the answer directly.
Without a single click going outbound.
Not one. And that's the paradox of presence we're talking about. You have to somehow win in a zero-click marketplace.
That sounds almost like hyperbole, but you're saying the numbers actually prove this isn't an exaggeration.
Oh, the stats are a serious wake-up call. Organic click-through rates for any search that has an AI overview, they've declined by a staggering 61%.
61? Wow.
Yeah, we're talking a drop from 1.76% down to just 0.61%.
Yeah.
And for publishers, I mean, it felt like an asteroid hit. Organic news visits just plummeted.
From what to what?
From over 2.3 billion in 2024 to under 1.7 billion by May of 2025. It's not a trend. It's a structural reset.
Okay, so if clicks are dead as a metric, what do I track? If I'm a brand, what's my new KPI?
You are now tracking share of answer.
Share of answer.
It's all about the frequency and, just as importantly, the accuracy with which your brand or your data gets synthesized into that final AI response. It's about citation now, not clicks.
Right. Okay, so let's unpack that. Our sources are pointing to, what, 5 critical pillars for this? For you listening, this is basically your new checklist for 2026.
That's right. SEO, GEO, AEO, AIO, and AIVO.
Let's start with GEO, Generative Engine Optimization. What is that?
GEO is the art of making your content. While irresistible to models like ChatGPT or Gemini, the old focus on keywords is really secondary now.
So what's primary?
Information gain. Yeah. Have to introduce unique data, something new that adds real value. If you're just repeating what everyone else is saying, the AI has no reason to cite you.
Okay, so I've got my unique data. How do I make sure the AI can actually find it and, you know, use it properly?
You need to structure your content for something called Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RJ. Think of it like giving the AI permission to quickly look at your notes, your source material, to make sure his answer is fresh.
So GEO is about being cited, but what about when the user just wants a quick, direct answer? That sounds like where AEO comes in.
Exactly. Answer Engine Optimization, AEO, is how you win position zero, that immediate answer box. This is, well, it's non-negotiable for that 60% of searches that end with no click.
So you need an answer-first writing style. Give us the rule of thumb.
Stop with the long personal intros. Just give the direct, concise answer to the question in the first 40 to 60 words.
Oh, for example.
If you're writing about cookies, you start with, the best recipe takes 12 minutes at 375 degrees and uses cold butter. Then you can expand on why.
Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting for me. Preparing for autonomous systems. Tell us about AIO and this emerging standard, the LLMs.txt file.
Right, AIO, Artificial Intelligence Optimization. It's all about prepping your site for agentic AI. These are systems that do complex tasks on their own. The LLMs.txt file is basically an executive summary you write just for them.
So am I not just giving away all my best IP? What are the guardrails there?
You're actually defining the rules. The file gives the AI a curated list of your high-value links. It defines training consent, and it helps it bypass the junk on your site. It cuts down on errors and latency, so the AI uses the best version of your data.
And finally, voice. Half of all queries are by voice now. What does AIVO, AI voice optimization, look like?
It's so much more than just transcribing. These advanced systems now use what's called prosody analysis, meaning they evaluate your pitch, your pace, your volume. They're literally reading the room, detecting your sentiment, and then triggering empathetic responses. The goal is a genuinely conversational feel.
So to bring this all together for you, the listener, the new mandate seems to be all about being authoritative and extractable. It's about presence over raw traffic.
It is. And here's a final thought to leave you with. Success in 2026 is going to require understanding a qualitative metric, sentiment weight. Okay. It's not enough to just track if you were mentioned. You have to track how the AI framed you. Was the citation positive, neutral?
Negative.
Your brand reputation and your AI visibility are now, well, they're directly linked. You need to know that the AI made you look good.